This is Jay Michaels, and I would like to welcome you to the inaugural production of Fresh Fruit Radio. We will be listening to The Fierce Urgency of Now, a radio play written by and co-produced by Doug DeVita, with direction by Dennis Corsi, sound design by Louis Lepardi, and co-produced by yours truly, Jay Michaels. Today's cast will feature, in order of appearance, Joe Moe as Neil, Matthew Jellison as Kyle, Lisa Viertel as Kate, Laura Crouch as Dodo, and Brittany Rowe as Merrill. You can see all the cast and crew details in our program book, but more about that later. Let us visit the world of The Fierce Urgency of Now.
Wait!
Is everything okay?
I can't do this anymore.
Oh my God. Neil? Are you breaking up with me? In the middle of sex?
Kyle, I don't love you. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry? So just shut up! Take your crap and get the hell out of here!
I'll call you later. We can talk.
Don't call me later, asshole. Just get the hell out of here.
Bev? Sorry, honey. I didn't mean to wake you. Yeah, I was able to catch the red eye last night. I just landed. I'm getting an Uber now. I'll be home in a little while.
Oh, Kyle. I wish I'd known about Neil. I would have told you not to get involved with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. This is so embarrassing. You must be so sorry you got stuck with me after Alan got laid off.
Oh, honey, no. When I got promoted and Scalo asked if I'd take you and Merrill on my team, I jumped at the chance. I love the work you two are doing on Marriott.
Thanks for saving our asses.
Don't mention it. Do you mind? Nasty habit. Really should quit, but I just can't help myself.
Actually, Kate, I do, and it's illegal to smoke indoors.
It's Sunday. Call a cop. Listen, sweetie, why don't you just go home?
I'd rather just get ahead of myself. I'm a little behind on that Marriott stuff.
Kyle, there are some changes we need to discuss.
Shouldn't we wait for Merrill?
It's not about the work. It's... Oh, I hate this part of my job.
You can't be letting me go. Are you?
Oh, honey, no. Nobody's getting laid off, but, the Citibank account is moving into our group. I'm putting you on it and putting Angela on Marriott.
Can't you give Citibank to Angela and leave me on Marriott? You just said you love the work we're doing.
I know, honey, and I do. But Angela doesn't have any financial experience, and she can't handle both Benjamin Moore and Citibank. She's not senior enough for accounts that high volume.
Wait a minute, Kate. You're not taking her off Moore and giving it to
Moore is a fun account. Lots of good projects, and...
But Benjamin Moore is Neil's account.
I didn't know you two were Well, you shouldn't shit where you work. Didn't your mother ever tell... Sorry. I forgot. Didn't your aunt ever tell you not to screw with account execs?
Aunt Marianne? Yeah, she used to eat account guys for lunch.
See? Creatives and account management? Mongoose Cobra! Listen, honey. If Neil gets out of line, you come to me, okay? We go way back, and I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. One more thing. Kyle, I'm keeping Merrill on Marriott. She'll be Angela's writer now.
But Merrill and I have been a team for 6 years.
I really had no choice, sweetie. It's coming from upstairs, from Scalo himself.
So who's my writer now? You?
Oh, sweetie, I wish. No, we're getting some old fart from branding, Dolores something or other.
You're giving me that relic who's been here for 30 years? And Citibank and Neil, I just can't... God damn it!
Kyle, get a grip. November's gonna be crazy and December's going to be worse. I need you to be up for it all.
Sorry.
I know it's all a bit rough right now, but trust me, I've got your back. Look, why don't you just take the day off to sort yourself out? You know, try to relax a bit.
Thanks, but I think I'll just stay and finish this stuff for Marriott before I have to hand it over.
Kyle, you are officially off the Marriott account. This is probably the last Sunday before the end of the year I'll be able to let you take off. You know our motto. You work at Scalo, Weisbrot, Zazie, and Hess. You don't come in Sunday. Good luck and God bless. So go. The new boss says it's okay. Go out for a nice dinner and put in a reimbursement form. I'll sign it. I'll even approve a scotch or two, okay? Ooh, or better yet, you live in the village, right?
Yeah.
Go to the Halloween parade tonight. Party with the fet, the fun people.
If you say so.
Meryl? Oh no, he's not taking it well at all. I just sent him home. He had a rough night. Neil dumped him this morning in bed during, you know, and he just fell apart. Oh, shit. I thought you knew about them. Whoops. Ugh. I need coffee before this Marriott meeting. Starbucks in 10? See you there. Shit. This is really good stuff. Knock, knock, knock. How you feeling this morning, sweetie?
Oh, hey, Kate. Okay, I guess.
Glad to hear it. Kyle, this is your new writer, Dolores. Dolores, this is your new art director, Kyle. Do I sense magic happening?
I wouldn't call it magic.
He's just darling, Kate. We'll be fine, won't we, Kyle Bird?
Good. Okay. We've got a Citibank meeting in 5 minutes. FYI, Goldfarb goes nuts if anyone's even 30 seconds late. And we've got new project briefings for Moore in Neil's office at 11. Let the games begin.
Kyle Bird, we're on a nickname basis already. You work fast.
You have to in this business. If I'd realized it was you I was getting, I'd have laid in a supply of Pampers.
And I'd have brought a year's worth of Depends.
Oh, well, gaga goo goo to you too.
I've seen you in the elevators. I thought you work exclusively on AT&T brand advertising. What are you doing down here in relationship marketing?
Keeping my job, Kyle Bird.
No offense, but if I were your age, I'd be thinking of retiring.
You keep talking to me like that and you won't get to be my age, darling.
Let's start over. Hi, I'm Kyle, your new partner.
I'm Dodo.
I thought your name was Dolores.
Call me Dodo, like the bird, except I'm not extinct yet. Well, you ever work on Benjamin Moore?
Nope, you?
Oh, years ago. Good client, lots of fun. Top shelf booze at their parties.
How about Citibank?
Nope. But I worked on American Express for years. You?
Yeah. At J. Walter Thompson. Crappy client, total hell, no booze, no parties.
Ooh, that sucketh.
Yes, it does sucketh. I've heard horror stories about this Goldfarb.
Deirdre Goldfarb? All true.
I thought you didn't work on Citibank.
She was a junior account weenie when we had the Amex business back in the late 80s.
The 80s, huh? That makes you how old?
Never you mind. So, you're the kid who was raised by Marianne Gordon.
My aunt. Well, my mother's aunt. You ever work with her?
Nope. but everyone in the business knows Marianne Gordon was one of the best damn art directors ever.
She would have agreed with you. Not a great parental role model, but when there's no one else... I'd rather not talk about it anymore, if you don't mind. It's not that big of a deal.
Big a deal, not big of a deal.
What, are you a fucking English teacher too?
Most boring year of my life. And I don't like the F word, Kyle. It makes you sound more ignorant than you really are.
Duly noted.
Must have been tough growing up with the dragon lady of J. Walter Thompson.
She hated that nickname, but she kind of was.
You know, I've never thought of her as the maternal type.
She tried. Well, she got me into some really good boarding schools.
So she wasn't even an Auntie Mame.
Who?
Classic movie with Rosalind Russell.
Oh, I don't watch anything in black and white.
And you're an art director? Oh, damn. I've got my work cut out for me.
It's Goldfarb. I'll put her on speaker. This is Kyle.
Hello, Kyle. This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking. It is 9:58 a.m. The rest of us are waiting for you and Dolores in conference room 33B. I will cut you some slack today as we are starting a new working relationship, but you will please remember from now on, my meetings start precisely at 10 o'clock a.m. every Monday morning.
We'll be right there.
I suggest you use the stairs rather than make us wait while you take the elevator.
Duly noted.
You might want to put this as a recurring event with a reminder alert set for 9:50 a.m.
We're on our way. Jesus.
Oh, she was like that when she was 22. Let's take the elevator.
Have you seen the dinosaur I'm stuck with? Gotta help us if we're still doing this when we're her age, Meryl. I can't believe Kate broke us up.
I know.
Want another bourbon?
No thanks. Kate might not have had a choice. Did you talk to Scala?
Yeah. Joe's happy to have us working here. We're all lucky to have jobs in this economy. Citibank is a new account and too important to trust with a less experienced art director. Blah, blah, blah. Shit. It's Goldfarb.
You've given her your cell number?
We have to.
Christ, it's worse than JWT.
Yeah. Hey, Goldfarb, what's up? Okay. Hello, Deirdre. How's it hanging? I told you I'd be back at 9 to release the files. You don't have to wait for me. I'm perfectly capable. If that's your choice, then... Fuck off, Goldfarb. Let her stew. All that stuff we've heard about her, all true.
Oh.
And there's a new client at Citibank. Her name is Anita, and she makes every other city wanker we worked with look like a Disney princess.
Yikes.
Yeah. I guess I should go back. Lunch tomorrow?
Can't this week at all.
Then drinks next Monday.
No, I can't next week either.
But we always take a break to drink on Monday. They can't stop us from that.
Yeah, Kyle, listen. Marriott is sending Angela and me to Europe and Asia for the next 2 months, researching international properties for a new campaign.
You mean our new campaign?
Look, wouldn't you rather hear it from me than finding out after we've gone?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Thanks for telling me.
I can't help thinking, if you didn't insist on taking the train every time we went down to D.C. for Marriott meetings,
I get it, Meryl. I've never wanted to go to Europe anyway, and I hate Chinese food.
Look, I don't like this any more than you do, Kyle. And for the record, I'm hurt you never told me about Neil.
Kate shouldn't have said anything to you.
Well, she thought I knew. I mean, I thought we'd tell each other everything.
Almost everything. Don't say anything to anyone.
You know you can trust me.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe you should start packing.
Yeah, maybe I should.
I have to go proof and release these files. Have a nice trip.
Kyle, wait.
Grow up, jerk face.
Shut up.
Knock, knock, knock. Still here, kiddo?
Yes.
Working on my stuff?
No, stuff for Goldfarb.
You handled yourself well this morning.
I can work with you, if I have to.
No F-bombs. Impressive.
You knew I was being put on your account, didn't you? That's why you dumped me.
Oh, yes, I knew, and no, that's not why I broke up with you.
It could work, Neil. It could. We've been discreet. No one knows.
Kate knows.
She guessed, and she promised to keep it a secret.
And has she?
She thought Meryl already knew.
Those two are getting too close too fast, if you want my opinion.
I don't.
I'd watch my back if I were you. Kate only kept you after Alan was laid off because she wants Meryl, and you guys are a package deal.
Not anymore, we're not.
See?
She says she doesn't have a choice, that it's coming from Scalo.
And what did Joe say about that?
Who said I talked to Scalo?
I know everything that goes on around here, Kyle. And as for Kate, you've only been working with her for a few weeks. I've known her for 10 years. Trust me, she's left a lot of bodies piled up in agencies all over town.
I have to get these files released. Goldfarb is waiting for me to finish.
Yeah, she would be. Look, take a car home. Charge it to Moore.
Kate already gave me a voucher.
Remember what I said about her.
Why do you care?
I'm not heartless, Kyle.
Duly noted.
Yesterday morning, all I could see when I looked into your eyes is a wonderful young man dreaming about the white picket fence, the cozy little house, the dog, the life he's never had, and it was all becoming more than just a bit of fun. And that scares the crap out of me.
Jeez, Neil, you can't even call it what it is? Maybe all I want from you is a fuck buddy too. Did you ever think about that?
You're also falling in love.
No,
you're falling
I'm
in love
not.
With a version of me that doesn't exist. I like you, Kyle. You're a wonderful lover and a great kid, but I don't want any more kids.
Who said anything about wanting kids? Or a cozy little house with a white picket fence? You really don't know me, do you?
Do you really know yourself, Kyle? I'm sorry I ended it, and I'm sorry I ended it the way I did.
Yeah, right.
I care about you, Kyle. And because I care, I have to tell you to watch yourself around Kate. She's a mother, but not the kind you want her to be. Do not be taken in by that Earth Mother thing she's got going on. She's Mother Earth after the toxins have seeped deep into her soil.
Would you please go?
Just be careful, kiddo.
Will you get out of here? What do you mean it's my responsibility? No, Goldfarb, you push back. Your client's been sitting on this job since before Thanksgiving. She's blowing the schedule, not me. So what? It's a stupid credit card acquisition package. So it goes to production a day late. It goes to the printer a day late. It goes to the post office a day late. It gets delivered a day late. It goes in the trash a day late. Who cares? I am not working Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Not for you, not for Anita, and not for goddamn Citibank. You really think Mooshu Chicken is an incentive? What is wrong with you? Fuck off, Goldfarb.
Isn't this where I left?
Welcome back, bitch.
God, I never thought I'd say this, but I miss working with you, jerk face.
Working with St. Angela of the Font of Helvetica getting boring?
She's not you, that's for sure.
Kate certainly loves her. How was the trip?
Exhausting. But thank you for the care packages.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's not much, but Merry Christmas.
A new mug. They have a Starbucks in... Fuck it?
Phuket. Now don't break it the next time you have a temper tantrum. This can't be replaced downstairs.
Duly noted. Thanks.
So, could you do me a favor and put our Marriott files back on the hard drive?
Why?
Angela needs them.
No, those are my designs.
But it's my copy.
So use your copy, I don't care. But Angela isn't using my work to pass off as hers. She can come up with her own golden shit.
Look, Kyle, I know it's December 21st, but I really hate when you get like this.
Kyle!
Oh, shit. Right on time.
You have got to stop telling Deirdre Goldfarb to fuck off.
She's an idiot, Kate. She can't control her client.
I know, but you can't tell a VP to fuck off, honey. That's my job.
I am not working Christmas Day because she's letting Anita blow the schedule.
Who said anything about working Christmas Day?
She did. She offered to bring in Chinese food as if that's some great peace offering.
Nobody is working on Christmas Day, so just calm down. But really, sweetie, you have got to stop telling her to fuck off.
Fat chance.
Now I need a favor. Angela's going on vacation tomorrow through New Year's. I want you to step in on Marriott while she's away.
Jesus, Kate, she just got back. I'm juggling 5 projects for Citibank, 3 for more. Now you want me back on Marriott too?
Maybe I can get a freelancer for Benjamin Moore, but I can't promise.
No way. Neil said there's a bunch of TV spots coming up. I am not letting anyone else get their hands on those. Get a freelancer for Citibank.
Neil shouldn't have told you about those spots for more. They're not official yet, so don't get your panties in a twist. Look, I know it's a lot of work, honey, but if anyone here can handle it all, it's you.
And we'll be working together again.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Okay, then. Ooh, are you coming to DC with us for the Marriott holiday party tomorrow?
I'm not planning on it since I'm officially off the account.
They asked for you. Meryl and I are taking the 5 o'clock Delta shuttle, but I'm assuming you'll want to take the train?
Yeah.
You'll have to book it yourself now and put in a reimbursement form. And let Keith at Marriott know so he can book your room. Where's Dodo?
She has an appointment this morning. She'll be back around noon.
I want to see those Citibank e-blast revisions at 3 o'clock. We have a conference call with Deirdre and Anita tomorrow, and I want to make sure everything is perfect.
No problem.
I know she's not Meryl, but you're okay working with her so far?
Yeah. She's all right.
Oh, good. See you at 3 o'clock. Hey, Meryl, what do you say we sneak out and get our nails done?
Sure.
See you downstairs in 10.
It's like the smoke is the only thing that holds her together.
I heard that.
So, you're getting my stuff from Marriott after all. Did you two plan this?
Just dumb luck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go to the cemetery with you later?
I'm not going this year. I don't know why I go at all. It's just a headstone. And I don't really remember that much about them. I was just a little kid when it happened.
When what happened?
Never mind.
Hi, Dodo. We've never officially met. I'm Meryl. I used to be the jerk's partner.
He's a moody little thing, isn't he?
Yeah, but I like him. Listen, Kyle, what time do you want us to all get together to go over the Marriott stuff?
Marriott?
St. Angela's going on vacation, so I have to cover for her.
Well, cock-a-poo-poo for you.
How about 4:30, Panera? I'm gonna need lunch.
Okay, nice meeting you, Dodo. If he gets out of line, smack him. He likes it. See you at 4:30, Kyle.
Today's the anniversary, isn't it?
What?
Lockerbie. Your parents were on that flight, weren't they?
Yes, they were. How the hell?
I Googled you.
You're pretty savvy for a digital immigrant.
Yes, I can text too.
So, you won't say it, but you can text it. Not bad for a 70-year-old.
How the hell did you find that out?
I Googled you, and then I added a decade because nothing added up.
Well, I'm gonna have to keep my eyes on you. Listen, I took 12 years off my age when I started here, so keep your mouth shut.
I guess that was easier to do before the internet. It's a good thing you're so well-preserved. You were a pilot?
I still am.
Impressive. Do you still fly?
Sometimes. Oh, it's great to escape the world for a few hours. There's nothing like it. The sense of freedom, the feeling of you and the wind working in tandem, controlling everything, while the rest of the crap takes care of itself down below. You can almost forget. It's better than any pill. It's even better than booze.
I can imagine.
What did you really want to be when you grew up?
Why are you still working?
You first.
No, ladies first.
Well, after Don, my husband, died, well, there isn't as much money as I thought there'd be.
Yeah, tell me about it. Aunt Marianne wasn't as rich as everyone thought. It sucketh.
Oh, it certainly does. Flying is an expensive little habit, but every now and then I just need to take off and feel a little closer to Don. What's this?
It's a picture of me with Aunt Marianne and my mom when I was about 3. Aunt Marianne was working the Pan Am account then. The pilot invited us into the cockpit.
Weren't you just adorable?
I still have those wings the pilot gave me. He called me Ace. My mom called me Ace all the time after that, right up until...
I'll take you up with me the next time if you like.
No, thank you. I mean, how do I know you won't push me out of the plane?
You don't. Oh, come with me anyway. You know you want to fly.
I want to get this Citibank crap done. Kate wants to see our revisions at 3.
Here. I wrote this in the cab on the way back from my checkup.
Everything okay?
Not bad. For a 58-year-old.
This is great copy, Dodo. It's too good for Citibank.
I know. Now do that magic you do and let's blow Kate's darling little bobby socks off.
You don't like Kate, do you?
I'm not in a position to dislike anybody, Kyle Bird. Nobody is.
This is Vivian Tong for All Out Arts, and you have been listening to Doug DeVita's The Fierce Urgency of Now. We'll be back in 1 minute with more, right after this.
This is Louis Lopardi, the executive director of All Out Arts. We've been around for nearly 20 years and can boast of never having less than 92% public support. This is astounding for a nonprofit. However, due to the current pandemic, we have lost 95% of our earned income for the past year. This puts our city funding in jeopardy, as well as our very survival. Please go to our website to download today's broadcast program, and while you're there, make any donation you can to our survival fund. Guarantee that our mission, fighting prejudice through the arts, continues. Thank you.